Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod. How are you doing today?
I'm doing real good, Tommy, and you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. And so today you're going to be talking about the 2021 Beef Stocker Field Day that's coming up.
That's right. And I'd like to invite all the beef producers out there to attend Stocker Field Day that'll be up at K-State. It's actually at the Stocker Unit. If you've never been there, there's quite a little bit to see. There's nice working facilities, some good pens, just a lot to see, okay? But that's not the real reason I'm asking. There's some great topics that are going to be there this year, and Stocker Field Day is actually scheduled for September the 30th. It'll start with registration about 9:30. The program then will start at about 10:15, 10:30, something like that, and it'll run through 5 o'clock in the evening. It will be followed by a mountain oyster fry for any of those that want to partake in that. So really a good event. There's some really neat topics they're going to talk about this year. One of the topics would be results of the 2021 National Stocker Survey. That's going to be done by Wes Ishmael and Dale Blassey. There's also at 11:15, there is a panel of producers, and these producers are from Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas, and they're going to talk about what's worked for them and what they see coming in the future. And some of these guys have been in the business quite a long time, and I think they'll have a lot to share that's been very beneficial to their programs. At 12:30, of course, it'll be a barbecue brisket lunch. In the afternoon, Dr. Glenn Tonzer, who is an ag economist at K-State, he's going to talk about the beef cattle outlook. There'll be a speaker that'll talk about ways to manage BRD, bovine respiratory disease, and coccidiosis effectively with receiving rations. There'll be another talk by John Richeson, who's from West Texas A&M. He's going to talk about a novel approach to starting newly arrived calves on feed. And then they're going to end the day at 4:15 with Dr. A.J. Tarpoff, who is the Extension Beef Veterinarian, talking about comparing multiple castration methods in stalker cattle. And so, like I said, then we'll follow that up with a mountain oyster fry. But if anybody's interested in attending, registration is $25 per person until about September the 15th. After then, I think it goes to $35. If you're interested in attending, go online to ksubeef.org, and on the left-hand side of the page, you'll want to click on Beef Stocker Field Day. It'll take you right to the registration. If you don't mess with computers much and you're still interested in going, give me a call at the office at 785-828-4438, and I'll mail you a brochure, and you can fill it out and then send it in. So hopefully we'll see some people up there that are from the district, and we look forward to seeing them.
All right. Thank you, Rod. Sounds like a great event coming up soon. Tune in Monday morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland.